1876. Christmas. This story takes us way back to 1876, and it is about a man affectionately known as Uncle Barney, a kind and just man, and his nearest neighbor, Ed Newton, a good dairy farmer who had a severe struggle, one that changed his life. To make ends meet, Ed Newton once watered his milk, a crime on par with horse stealing, for which men were hanged, and he was caught at it. It took money, influence, and the tears of a distraught wife to keep him out of jail, but after that, he was disgraced for this one slip. There could be no crueler sentence than to be left severely alone. Ed Newton became a silent, aged, downcast man, and it nearly killed his wife, Mary. She was never again seen in church once she nursed her girls back from the edge of death without even calling the doctor, all because of this one slip. That Christmas was a real stemwinder. With the wind blowing great guns, snow drifting up high until the fences disappeared, and bitter cold. But on Christmas morning, the sun shone bright, and God showed what a wonderful picture he could make when he set his mind to it. Simple gifts had been hung in front of the fireplace at the home of Uncle Barney. The chores had been done, and he sat by the fire, toasting his shins and thinking. "Miriam," said Uncle Barney to his wife, "you and me and all the children, we're going a-visiting. Ed Newton has lived in hell long enough. Even God Almighty don't aim to condemn a man for one slip. Get the dinner fixings together, for we're going to eat Christmas dinner where we ain't been invited. Maybe I don't look like the Good Samaritan, but I'm going to try to take a load off a man's heart." The children helped hitch the horse to the big bobsled, with straw in the box and blankets and robes. The turkey, mince pies were loaded into the clothes basket, and away they all went, snow flying, the crisp air making their cheeks tingle, bells ringing and making music. They swung into the Newton driveway through a great drift and were at the side door. The women called out to each other with such joy, and they threw their arms around each other, crying, "Miriam! Mary!" Then Uncle Barney said, "We've come a-neighboring, Ed, just as we used to do, and we want this to be a Merry Christmas for all of us. We need each other." Ed Newton went over to the settee and held his head in his hands and cried. Then he got up and kissed his wife and Aunt Miriam and all the girls, too. The children got together and played and showed each other their gifts. All the strangeness disappeared. The women went into the kitchen and started dinner, while the men went out to the barn to look at the livestock. The children played in the snow and had a great time. At last, Mrs. Newton rang the big farm bell on the kitchen roof, and they all gathered up for Christmas dinner. Ed Newton said the blessing and choked up so badly that he could hardly go on. But his wife placed her warm hand on his shoulder while he prayed. "Yes, sirree, that was some dinner, with two helpings of everything and cider and apples and nuts in the parlor afterwards. Well, the best of things come to an end. Uncle Barney and his family had to go home and do the farm chores, but visits were promised, and all the old troubles were buried deep under the snow and out of sight." There were more kisses, and as Uncle Barney turned back for another handshake, he said, "May God bless this house and all who enter it." Back at his home, as Uncle Barney started to bed, Aunt Miriam said, "Barney, you are a good man, a blessed man. God cannot forget what you have done this day." "Miriam, I just can't forget what God did for me that first Christmas. He came a-neighborin'. He came a-neighborin' for us to take a load off our hearts, and he buried thousands of our slips deep out of sight through a little baby." Good night, Miriam.